is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump decided to head back to Washington from the G7 summit in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. He needed to leave early, he says, because of the intensifying crisis between Israel and Iran. CBS's Paula Smolinski is at the summit.
His abrupt departure comes after he posted an ominous and cryptic message on social media. He said, quote, "Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran." White House officials haven't said whether Trump was foreshadowing another Israeli strike with that post. They say it does not mean that the U.S. is getting involved in the conflict in the Middle East.
We're learning more about Vance Belter, now in custody and facing murder charges in the killing of Minnesota lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband.
He was having some financial trouble that he was trying to get a security business off the ground, but that he didn't yet have any clients, and he was working at funeral homes more recently. So trying to and struggling to kind of get that financial footing that he wanted. So that's a little picture of the man that we are now piecing together.
CBS's Anna Schechter. Tuesday's docket at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has arguments about the Trump administration's deployment of the National Guard to Los Angeles without approval from California Governor Gavin Newsom. The Trump administration says it was done to prevent a rebellion, but lost in a lower court. Law professor Lori Levinson.
Judge Boyer said there was no rebellion. He said that, in fact, there might have been some protests, but even some turmoil at a protest does not make it a rebellion. So, in fact, President Trump had no right to call in the troops.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson is tracking severe weather, possibly with some tornadoes heading to the Midwest.
Mostly in Nebraska and Kansas, could be seeing some storms move to the east as well. And then as we move into tomorrow, a much wider area for severe weather. It includes Chicago, Detroit, down to Indianapolis, even as far south as Oklahoma City. There's at least a slight risk of severe weather. So a much larger, more organized setup as we head into the middle of the week.
With the Trump administration substantially cutting back FEMA, CBS News looked into the recent elimination of a program designed to give vulnerable communities money for projects to help them withstand weather disasters.
There were grants that were awarded for projects in 3,000 counties across the U.S. And of those, 2,000 of those counties, or two-thirds of them, were counties that Trump had won in the 2024 election.
CBS News Vice President of Data Journalism, John Kelly. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
What? All the budget has to be used now? And we can use all the media buy?
Javier's marketing firm just got its dream funding.
Okay, ideas. Bobbleheads. No. T-shirt cannon. I seriously need some help here.
He needs to find marketing managers who are worth every dollar.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Sponsoring a job on Indeed gives it a visibility boost so you can hire faster. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Another well-known retail chain has filed for bankruptcy.
At Home, the home decor and furniture retailer with more than 200 locations in the U.S., is filing for bankruptcy. The chain says it's part of a restructuring agreement intended to eliminate $2 billion in debt. Originally named Garden Ridge Pottery, the company opened its first store in 1979 in Texas. Since then, it has expanded to 260 locations in 40 states. At Home sells a variety of home goods items, including rugs, furniture, bedding, and kitchenware. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WhatsApp says the users will start seeing ads in parts of the app as owner Meta Platforms moves to cultivate what they call a new revenue stream. The app says ads will be shown only in the app's updates tab, which is used by as many as 1.5 billion people every day. They won't show up where personal chats are found. WhatsApp's founders had vowed to keep the platform free of ads when they created it in 2009. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, light south winds here in the overnight as temperatures drop back into the mid-60s. Tuesday, partly sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s with thunderstorm chances in the mid to late afternoon. More storms on the way Tuesday night with some heavy rainfall. It's 69 at our studios.
Fill it up with only two. when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay up.
Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Well, take a letter.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being drawn, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Hey.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Sooner or later, love is gonna get you. Sooner or later.
got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now, another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Flint. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. Sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do the thing to me, I'll just lay me down. Big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close that door, cause I know I won't see you anymore. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you knew that I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right 400 years. To you, what about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right 400 years.
Through my window today. Could have tripped out see, but I've changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now.
Just call me angel of the morning, angel, just CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump said he was leaving the G7 summit in Canada and is now flying back overnight to Washington.
Probably see what I see, and I have to be back as soon as I can.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was at the White House Situation Room late in the evening, but administration officials say the U.S. is not getting militarily involved in the crisis. Before heading out from Canada, Trump joined the other leaders in a joint statement calling for a de-escalation of hostilities. Meanwhile, correspondent Deborah Patta reports from Jerusalem that Israel appears to be expanding its air campaign on Tehran.
In the city of Petah Tikva, an Iranian